ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 दि स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 17 विक्टरी ऑफ हिरण्यक्ष ओवर ऑल डायरेक्शंस ऑफ द यूनिवर्स पार्ट 2 वर्सेस 20 थ्रू 31 ए डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ हिरण्यक्ष। श्री Maitreya said, Hiranyakashipu's younger brother, Hiranyaksha, was always ready to satisfy his elder brother by his activities. Hiranyaksha took a club on his shoulder, traveling all over the universe with a fighting spirit just to satisfy his elder brother, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksha's temper was difficult to control. He had anklets of gold tinkling about his feet, and he was adorned with a gigantic garland, and Hiranyaksha rested a huge mace on one of his shoulders. Hiranyaksha's mental and bodily strength, as well as the boon conferred upon him, had made Hiranyaksha proud. He feared death at the hands of no one, and so there was no one checking Hiranyaksha. All the gods, therefore, were seized with fear at the very sight of Hiranyaksha, and so the demigods hid themselves, even as snakes hide themselves out of fear of Garuda. Upon not finding Indradeva and the other demigods, who had previously been intoxicated with power, this chief of the Daityas, seeing that they had all vanished before his might, Hiranyaksha roared loudly. After returning from the heavenly kingdom, the mighty demon, who was like an elephant in wrath, for the sake of sport, dived into the deep ocean, which was roaring terribly. And upon his entering the ocean, the aquatic animals, who formed the host of Varuna, were stricken with fear, and so they ran far away. And thus, Hiranyaksha showed his splendor without even dealing a blow. Moving about in the ocean for many, many years, the mighty Hiranyaksha smote the gigantic wind-tossed waves again and again with his iron mace, and so he reached Vibhavari, the capital of Varuna Deva. Vibhavari is the home of Varuna, lord of the aquatic creatures and guardian of the lower regions of the universe, where the demons generally reside. There, Hiranyaksha fell at Varuna Deva's feet like a low-born man, and just to make fun of Varuna Deva, Hiranyaksha said with a smile,
Oh, give me battle, O Supreme Lord. You are the guardian of an entire sphere and a ruler of wide fame. Having crushed the might of arrogant and conceited warriors, and having conquered all the Daityas and Danavas in the universe, you once performed a Rajasuya sacrifice to the Lord. Sri Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura.
Thus mocked by an enemy whose vanity knew no bounds, the worshipful Lord of the Waters waxed angry. But by dint of his reason, Varuna Deva managed to curb the anger which had sprung up in him and then replied to Hiranyaksha. Oh, dear one, we have now desisted from warfare, having grown too old for combat. You are so skilled in war that I do not see anyone else but the most ancient person, Lord Vishnu, who can give satisfaction in battle to you. Therefore, O chief of the Asura demons, you should approach Lord Vishnu, whom even heroes like you mention with praise. And upon reaching Lord Vishnu, you will be rid of your pride at once, and you will lie down on the field of battle, surrounded by dogs, for eternal sleep. Because it is in order to exterminate wicked fellows like you, and to show his grace to the virtuous, Lord Vishnu assumes his various incarnations like Varaha.
Recorded May 16, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha Shidrachari Uto Siva Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Ayagriva Nrsingha Vamana Sri Madhusudana Brajendra Nandana Yama Sujana Gatana Kaitava Satana Jaya Dasharati Rama Yashoda Dulala Govinda Gopala Vrindavana Purandara Gopi Priyajana Radhika Ramana Bhavana Sundara Bara Ravanam Chakara Makana Chaskara Gopi Jana Vastra Hari Brajira Rakhala Gopa Vrindapana Chitta Hari Bhanki Hari Yogindra Bandana Sri Nanda Nandana Braja Jana Bhaya Hari Navina Nirada Rupa Manohara Mohana Vanshi Vihari Yashoda Nandana Kamsa Nisudana Nikunja Rasavi Lasi Kadamba Kanana Rasa Parayana Vrinda Vipinani Vasi Ananda Vardhana Premani Ketana Sulashara Jojaka Kama Gopangana Gana Chitta Vinodana Samasta Gunagana Dama Jamuna Jivana Keli Parayana Manasa Chandra Chakora Namasudarasa Gao Krishna Jasa Rakobachana Mana Mora Namasudarasa Gao Krishna Jasa Rakobachana Mana Mora Vibhavari Shekha Aloka Radhe ka nidra chadi utha jiva bolo hari hari mukunda muravi rama krishna haya griva bolo hari hari mukunda murari rama krishna haya griva nama om vishnu padaya krishna prestaya bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheka Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Sarine Hai Goranga, Nithai Goranga, Nithai Goranga, Goda Hari, Goda Hari Jaya, Goda Hari, Nithai Goranga, Goda Hari, Nithai Goranga. Nithai Goranga, Nithai Goranga, Goda Hari, Nithai Goranga, Nithai Goranga, Nithai Goranga, Goda Hari, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Goda Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Goda Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasa Adigor Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasa Adigor Bhakta Vrinda Adigor Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshama, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Pahima, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima, Haraye Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govinda Ram, Srimadusudana, Haraye Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govinda Ram, Srimadusudana, Haraye Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govinda Rama, Srimadusudana, Haraye Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govinda Rama, Srimadusudana, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare, Hare. Hari, 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 Hari. The night has come to an end, and the light of dawn is now entering. O Jiva soul, arise and give up your sleep. Chant the holy names of Lord Hari, who is the giver of liberation, the enemy of the Mura demon, the supreme enjoyer, the all-attractive one, and the horse-headed incarnation, Hayagriva. Lord Hari incarnated as the half-man, half-lion, Nrisingadeva. He appeared as a dwarf brahmana named Upendra, and he is the killer of the Madhu demon. Krishna is the beloved son of the king of Raja, Nanda Maharaj, and Krishna is blackish in complexion. Krishna is the slayer of the Putana witch and the destroyer of the demon Kaitaba. All glories to Lord Hari, who appeared as Lord Ram, the son of King Dasharatha. Krishna is the darling of Mother Yashoda, the giver of pleasure to the cows, land, and spiritual senses, and Krishna is the protector of the cows. Krishna is the lord of Vrindavan forest, the beloved of the gopis, the lover of Sri Radhika, and the most beautiful personality in all the three worlds. As Ramachandra, Krishna brought about the end of the demoniac king Ravana. In his form as Krishna, he stole the older gopis' butter. He stole the younger gopis' clothes while they were bathing in the Yamuna. Krishna is a cowherder boy of Raja and the protector of the cowherder boys. Indeed, Krishna steals the hearts of all and always is holding a flute. Lord Krishna is worshipped by the best of yogis, and he is known as the son of Nanda. Krishna removes all the fears of the inhabitants of Raja, and Krishna's bodily hue is the color of a fresh rain cloud, and Krishna's bodily form is simply enchanting. And when Krishna wanders about playing his flute, Krishna looks very charming. Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is the killer of King Kamsa, and Krishna sports in the Rasa dance among the groves of Raja. Krishna engages in this Rasa dance underneath Kadamba trees, and Krishna resides in the forests of Vrindavan. Krishna increases the ecstasy of his devotees. Krishna is the reservoir of all love, and Krishna is the transcendental Cupid, who uses his flowered arrows just to increase the loving desires of the gopis. Krishna is the pleasure of the gopis' hearts and the abode of all wonderful qualities. Lord Krishna is the light of the river Yamuna. Krishna is always absorbed in amorous pastimes, and Krishna is the moon of the gopis' minds, which are like chakora birds who subsist only upon moonlight. Oh, my dear mind, please obey these words of mine and sing the glories of Sri Krishna in the form of these holy names, which are all full of nectarine mellows. Nam namakari bahuda nijisarva shakti tatrarpita niyamatak smarane nakalaha etadrisi tava kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaivam Idrisam Ihajani Na Anuraga. O Lord, you have hundreds and thousands and millions of names, and in those names you have invested all your transcendental potencies. And you are so liberal that there are no hard and fast rules for hearing and chanting and remembering your holy names. Oh, my Lord, you are so merciful, but I am most unfortunate, for I still commit offenses while chanting your holy name, and because of those offenses, I do not achieve any attachment for your sweet holy name.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
The demoniac spirit is to train all family members to exploit the resources of this universe for personal sense gratification, whereas the godly spirit is to engage everything in the service of the Lord.
Hiranyakashipu was himself very powerful, and he made his younger brother, Hiranyaksha, powerful to assist him in fighting with everyone and lording it over material nature as long as possible. Hiranyakashipu wanted to rule the universe eternally if possible. These are demonstrations of the spirit of the demoniac living entity. Asura demons are generally strongly built as described in this section, and therefore their mental condition is very sound and their prowess is also extraordinary. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, having received the boon that they would not be killed by any other living entity within this universe, were almost immortal, and thus they were completely fearless. Materialistic demons sometimes appear to be very powerful, and they are seen to establish their supremacy throughout the world. Here also it appears that Hiranyaksha, by his demoniac strength, actually established his supremacy throughout the universe, and the demigods were afraid of Hiranyaksha's uncommon power. Not only were the demigods in space afraid of the demons Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, but so also were the aquatic animals within the sea.
Varuna Deva is supposed to be the predominating deity of the waters, and his capital, which is known as Vibhavari, is within the watery kingdom. The demoniac person always challenges others and tries to occupy others' property by force. Here, these symptoms are fully displayed by Hiranyaksha, who begged war from a person who had no desire to fight. And so, as we see from this episode, warmongering materialists always create fighting without reason. Aggressive materialistic warriors are actually punished by the Supreme Lord for their policy of unnecessarily disturbing world peace. Therefore, Varuna Deva advised Hiranyaksha that the right course to satisfy his fighting spirit would be to seek to fight with Lord Vishnu. Varuna advised Hiranyaksha to meet Vishnu in his boar incarnation, so that Haryaksha's hankering for aggressive war would be satisfied and his powerful body would be vanquished. Recorded May 16, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat
sudden.